only time can reveal what is really true. The stories and fables of old have lost their value. Times like these, you need to adopt new ways to live. Trying to gain the upper hand despite the pain you feel. But we live in a land where it's never too late and it's always all good. Welcome to the priesthood. Good morning, Bach family. Feels great to get right back with you guys. Kind of had a quick turnaround as far as episodes go. Dropped one Friday, and I'm coming back to you guys today. Friday, I dropped the episode called The Hate We Give Analysis and talked about Tyler Perry's big move regarding his studios. It really just blew my mind, honestly, that he brought his dream into reality, like, to say the least. So I'm calling already, you know, creators, editors, writers, if y'all got ideas, get on it. Get on it. He is here in Atlanta, and I'm more than positive that he's looking to recruit some young talent, some young people that's ready to work, ready to get to it, and, you know, chase what you want to do. So check that episode out. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. It's on the Anchor app. If you have those, you know, just search up Voices of the Priesthood, P-R-I-E-S-T-H-O-O-D, Voices of the Priesthood, and get that in your ears, man. Take a break from all that NBA Youngboy and all that other stuff y'all be liking to listen to, and just rest and take in some words, some motivation, some encouragement, some knowledge, some information. We need that as well, you know, as we are, you know, moving through our daily lives. And I know sometimes it's hard, you know, people don't like to listen to someone their age. They think, man, what did he know? We going through the same thing. He don't know nothing. But you can't move like that, you know what I'm saying, in your life. I was in safety training this week. I work in construction. And 4-day safety training, I mean, I already knew what I was in for. Some boring shit, man, for real. So I already had put that in my mind. Like, I just got to drag it out, push through for 4 days. But surprisingly, I was surprised. And it's just crazy how shit works sometimes. That, I mean, the guy was actually super interesting, man. I mean, deep thinker. I had to ask him, like, do you have some type of background in psychology? The stuff he was showing us on his PowerPoints, I mean, it related to safety, but he was just going so deep into, you know, just how humans make decisions. And it was just very interesting. I had to really commend him for, you know, what he was teaching. And one of the things that really stuck out to me before he even started the presentation, he was just asking everybody. He says, do you think you know everything? Do you think you can learn from the man next to you? And it was ironic that in the front of the class, one of the guys was probably in his mid-50s, and another guy was like, he was about 18. And he asked them both, like, do you feel like y'all can learn from each other? Despite the age discrepancy, you can learn from anybody at any time. And that really stuck with me, because we think that just because age, that they got more wisdom, and that's just not how it works. I've learned from 10-year-olds, I've learned from 15-year-olds, I learned from my sister every day. She, shout out to you, DD. Her birthday is this weekend. His birthday is today, actually, October 13th. Shout out her sweet 16. Love you, girl. But yeah, we can learn from anybody, any person you can learn from. If you just want to open up your ears and just listen to their experiences and their thoughts, you can. But today, I really wanted to just drop my perspective, my thoughts on something I feel like people are yearning to know about and kind of just dive deeper into. And that's just the concept of, you know, beliefs and how we guide our lives on a daily basis. Most of us, we look to a certain religion, whether it be Islam, whether it be Christianity. Those are the main two that I see for most people, especially in America, in my environment. So they are looking to these ideologies for help in times of need, for encouragement in mental distress, and for healing in bodily disease. And all of that is great, and all of that is fine and dandy, but I heard Kevin Gates say this the other day, and y'all can feel however y'all feel about Kevin Gates, but he do say a lot of true stuff. He really does. And he said this other day, he said, all deities work if you're working. Meaning, any religion, any concept, any spiritual thing that you're looking to and you're reading and you're believing in it, all that can work as long as you work in as well. It all falls back on you and your capacity, your mental capacity, your what you believe in, how strong you believe in it, and your confidence. It all goes back to you. So I wanted to just kind of speak on me as a young man right now, where I'm at spiritually, mentally, and it's very difficult sometimes. Being a, I guess you can say, quote unquote, a free thinker. I really don't like that phrase, but that's the only thing I can think of right now. Because I don't necessarily subscribe to any religion. Like, I don't just have one that I say, this is what I believe in. I'm putting this title of Christian over my head. I'm putting this title of Muslim over my head. I don't do that. That's just me, though. I do not do that. But I did not always think like this. I did not always, you know, feel this way about my beliefs. I had to challenge them. Okay? And then it was a long process. I mean, over, I'll say, the last 5 years, you know, I've really been going through this, thinking on it, studying. You know, I mean, I've gotten obsessive about it almost, really. At some points, it was obsessive, like the information and the loads of it I was taking in at one time. Like, I was just having crazy mental swings in like weeks of, oh, I think this way about this. Oh, I feel this way about this type of religion now. Like, it was crazy. But I finally was able to calm down and say, Brendan, you don't have to know everything. You don't. You're not going to know everything. You're not going to figure out everything. Enjoy it. Enjoy how you come to your new realizations. Just enjoy it at the pace that you come into it. This might sound far-fetched to a lot of people right now. Because when they hear you say, oh, you're not a Christian. Whoa, do you believe in God? Oh, you're not a. What you believe in then? You atheist? That's exactly what they think. And no, I'm not atheist. But to get into how I really got into this place, started probably about 2015, 2016. Just some background. I grew up in a Christian household. 100%, 150%. We pretty much lived in church. And I've said this before on a previous podcast, maybe not into this depth, but we lived in church. My dad is a minister, was a pastor at some point as well, in which I was a musician in that church. So we did church, man. Wednesday Bible studies we didn't miss, every event, every youth fun day, every conference, attended a lot of conferences, full gospel through the Morton family. Met a lot of just big name type gospel artists, B.B. Winans, C.C. Winans, Mary Mary, you name it, man. I mean, we really did church. We've seen the highest of it. We've seen pastors roll up in, you know, Rolls Royces, stayed in some nice hotels for these conferences. So, I mean, we've seen the full nine, like the peak of like what Christianity, of what the religion side of Christianity can bring, honestly. And I can't say I didn't enjoy it as a young man. I was very young at the time, probably 13, 14. It was the times I really remember those events. But it's a certain shield over your mind when you only think through that lens of Christianity. When you only think through the lens of scriptures and the Bible, it's hard for you to take in other information. And you kind of shelter yourself. And that's where I was as a young man. Extremely pure person. And that kind of inhibited me in some ways. It kind of didn't allow me to be full force in my decisions. Always needed the safety net of a scripture to say this was okay. I needed a safety net of the scriptures that say, you know, you can step out and do this. You know what I mean? And a lot of that came from my parents as well. They weren't always very open to me, you know, just having freedom, I would say. I love them to life, of course. I wouldn't be here without them. But I would never, ever, when I have my children, place that boundary over them. I will always, 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 you know what I'm saying, let you choose what you want to believe in. I wouldn't shove it down your throats from birth saying this is what you need to do, this is what you need to think, or you're going to hell. I would never do that to them. Because that scares you and it doesn't allow you to connect and be open-minded and meet new people. And I was like that. I really was. And this time right now, I can honestly say that I am probably the most free, the most open-minded individual that anyone could ever meet. There's nothing that you can say that can rub me the wrong way. There's nothing that you can say that can just surprise me at any point, because I understand humans now, bro. It's 7.2 billion of us. We all got our own brain. Think about that. Everybody thinks something different every day. You experience something different every day. Everybody's lifestyle is different. Think about that. So how in the world can we say one freaking book is the end all, be all, key to success in your life? How the hell can you say that? That don't even make sense. Thinking about it now, when I look back, I'm like, how did I even stay trapped under that for so long, man? So, and it's giving me goosebumps right now even talking about this, because it's just a completely different mindset, man. Like, God, I can't even explain. But if you don't take anything else right now from what I'm saying, is listen and don't be shut off to what people say and are saying. I just put something on Instagram today. I tweeted this probably 2 years ago. I think it was 2017. And I just throw different stuff out, man. I just be trying to see where people's heads are sometimes. And my tweet said, people have been asking, have you been getting closer to God? And I just kind of, that was like, I guess a rhetorical question. I just replied to myself saying, why, yes, I have been getting closer to myself. And if you read that, you're going to say, is he calling himself God? Why, yes, I am calling myself God. Because not seeing that I am the sole creator and I put everybody here on the earth, but in my world, in my life, I am the God. I am the creator. I have the ability to create whatever is around me. I have the ability to put my certain set of friends around me. I have the ability to make, you know what I'm saying, whatever economic moves I want to make in my life happen. I can do that. You have that power. So yes, I am God. I do look at myself like that. And this is a sidebar right quick. One of the key figures that I really have looked up to in the past was Kanye West. I mean, some of the things he said was just so, I mean, he was there, man. Mentally, he was there. Right now, I can't really speak on, you know what I'm saying, exactly where he's at, because he's, you know, going back to Christianity. So it's just like, are you going backward, bro? Or like, what's going on? I would like to have a sit down and talk to you, because I'm not sure what I'm seeing. But yeah, we can sit down and talk about it. Just hit my line, you know what I'm saying? Voices of the Priesthood, look it up. I'll reach out to you, DM, whatever. But he was there. And in an interview, I think it was Zane Lowe interview with BBC Radio. You can check that out. It was a great interview. He says, I am God on national freaking TV, television, whatever you want to say. That shit got millions of views. He said, I am God. Would you rather me call myself a nigga? Would you rather me call myself a pimp? But when I say I call myself a God, y'all tripping out. And I probably watched that last year sometime, and it just really clicked, like, exactly where he was. And he's been there, been in that mindset, because he's been doing it. He's been doing it. He been creating what he wanted to see, been chasing his dream, been on as a rap superstar. You know what I mean? So everyone's journey is different, and I'm really going to leave it at this, because I'm not going to talk you guys to death on Sunday, but I had to get this off my chest. I really did. And maybe another time I can have someone co-host with me and we can really dig in some more and talk about, you know, some hardcore information. But I just want to say this at the end of the day, guys. At the end of the freaking day. At the end of the day. Then just think about it, man. Y'all, what resonates with you as a person should be what you live by. You don't have to live by anybody else's suggestions, quotes, or beliefs. The only thing that matters at the end of the day is that you did it. That you did life your way. That's the only thing that's going to matter. You have to be able to sleep with yourself at night. Okay? And I just want to leave that with you guys. I love y'all. Y'all know what I always say. Keep pushing, baby. Love y'all.